And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm telling you, this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. We got like, what, that makes it like over half the SEC right there. Don't you think?
Over half the SEC.
Over half. Broadcasting to over half the SEC.
I like that.
Or at least a reasonable facsimile thereof.
There we go.
That's right. Boomer.
Yes?
Did you ever aspire when you were young, and I've known you for many, many years, did you ever aspire when you were young to be a barista?
Well, if you would have asked me this when I was younger, I would have asked, what's a barista? I would have been, is that some type of, you
is
know,
that
bread?
One R or two? I don't know. Yeah.
But absolutely, no, I have not. I never aspired to be a barista.
Okay. Maybe when you're a child. Now that you're an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Have you aspired to be a barista?
I have not, because you do know, and you make fun of me for my
what?
Lack of
oh, you don't
liking
drink coffee.
Coffee.
That's right, which I still don't understand. How you got in this studio not being a coffee drinker.
And an Auburn fan. I mean, both. I got both of those going.
This is obviously not going to work out.
But, understood.
All right. Here's the thing. Let me ask you this one more question. Would you imagine, my brother, that unless you owned the shop otherwise, would you imagine that barista is a career path?
No. I would think of a barista as a... let me do this while I'm in college or
yes.
in high school, you know.
It's a part-time gig.
Have some fun making some coffees so I can do it for myself one day.
It's a space filler.
Yeah, exactly.
I have never gone to a coffee shop and seen somebody, you know, baristaing, who I looked at and thought, well, they just know their career path. This is their God-given gift. I've never seen that.
No.
Okay. What a segue. I'm going straight into my segment now.
Oh, man.
So, number one of the triple dipper here, barista unions. Because, you know, it must be hard to be a barista. I mean, seasonal changes in the menus. You know, you got the early morning crowd still grumpy, haven't had their caffeine. They come in, they want it then, you know. You got the law clerk rushing in trying to get the senior partner's favorite cappuccino. You got, you know, the right hand person to the Devil Wears Prada coming in trying to get the cappuccino with the foam just right. You know, it's hard. It's hard being a barista. It must be, because they're unionizing like mad, asking for better work conditions. And I'm like, what in God's name? You people are not on a career path. I mean, While I may oppose, you know, a lot of union policies, I still look at unions in my mind. Like, my granddaddy was a union man. He was a steel worker down in Birmingham. I get it. I mean, that's some slaving conditions, man. And he worked for the man for 30 years. Retired. Got the gold watch and retired. You got you know, plant workers. You got major industry. You got auto manufacturers. I get it. Baristas? But I don't get it. So here's the thing. Here's what grabbed me on this story. Because I could have put some of what I'm about to do in another segment of Adventures in Woke World. But no, it became its own segment. Because it is all the rage in liberal media. I guarantee, go out there and just type in barista union. Just type that into your search engine, whatever you choose to use, whether it be Chrome or Google or, you know, DuckDuckGo or whatever you use. But the reality is this. You will find every liberal media outlet out there espousing the wonders of the movement to unionize the baristas of the nation as they march across for solidarity, waving their banners, mixing their cappuccinos, frothing the milk just to the right temperature, demanding better work conditions. Story on AL.com, dated yesterday. Starbucks in North Alabama becomes the second one in the state to unionize, employees say. Workers at a Starbucks in North Alabama were victorious Tuesday in its fight to unionize, more than 2 months after the initial tally in the union election resulted in a tie. Okay, first of all, let me make sure I'm clear. Scottsboro, Alabama. It is so hard to work at Starbucks in Scottsboro, Alabama. I mean, you know, old boys in Scottsboro, they can get pretty angry. I mean, they're out, they're on their way to the deer stand. They need that caffeine. They need it by God right now. You know, come here, boy. Let me show you a little something. As of 3:30 today, they report Starbucks store 66182 of Scottsboro, Alabama is officially the second unionized store in the state, tweeted the Scottsboro, Alabama Starbucks Workers United. Scottsboro, Alabama Starbucks Workers United. Go figure. What does that stand for? SASWU, Starbucks, Scottsboro, Alabama, Starbucks Workers United. Thank you to everyone who supported us throughout this process. We appreciate the solidarity. We still have a long road ahead and hope to keep your support and solidarity with us through the journey. Woohoo! By the way, the vote was a count of 8-8, with 4 being challenged, but they believe they won. Let me make that clear. You didn't organize a plant. You didn't organize all the regional Starbucks. You didn't even organize an industry per se, but you did get 20 people to vote on whether to unionize a single Starbucks in Scottsboro, Alabama. Well, that's a win for organized labor, I'm telling you right now. But how hard can it be? By the way, they're the second one, 20th Street South in Birmingham, Starbucks. Yeah, downtown Birmingham. They voted 27-1. That was quite the shoe-in right there. I mean, apparently in Scottsboro, they had to work for the votes, you know what I'm saying? They had to lobby hard. They had to bring in consultants to work with the other 8 who were opposed. 27-1, Starbucks in downtown Birmingham. But I'm telling you, this doesn't pass the necessary test. What I believe we have here is a fad. It's a fad that is kind of making a mockery of unionization. It's a fad that is really making a mockery of the fact that this is a part-time gig. There are very few people who are out there in the world aspiring to be career baristas. And I question this. But like I said, the media is loving this story. Wall Street Journal, dated October 31st, a couple days ago. Starbucks union expansion slows a year into the labor drive. Wow, it's already slowed down. A drive to unionize new Starbucks Corporation stores is slowing as the coffee chain doles out more pay and expanded benefits to non-unionized cafes. So what's happening here is that Starbucks is going, hey, you know, you want to play the game. Listen, I talked to a friend of mine, by the way, who is a specialist in dealing with union negotiations. I mean, this is what he does, and he always works for the corporation side. And so oftentimes he's there during the original organizational efforts. He helps advise the company on how to deal with the facts, you know, that you can't get outside the National Labor Relations Board guidelines, but then again, you don't have to just sit idly by and do nothing. You're allowed to take certain steps to protect the company's rights. And anyway, he advises them. He said this is a trend right now. He said it's amazing to him what he's seeing around the nation and what he calls millennials who think it's just neat to unionize. It's like, this is cool, man. We'll push back against the ban. This is what we're going to do. And then he asks some questions when they're in meetings. He goes, how much are y'all going to charge for union dues? Union dues? Well, yeah, you got to pay union dues. Why do we have to pay dues? Where'd that come from? Out of your paycheck. Out of our paycheck? Yeah. I mean, you got to pay lawyers. Lawyers? How much are lawyers? Well, it depends. I mean, you're in New York City. That's going to be like, you know, $300 an hour. $300 an hour. That's right. They got to pay for them with union dues. What are you going to pay for your consultants? What consultants? The consultants who are going to advise you on how to unionize. You said you don't know how, so you got to have somebody to help you. I don't know. What are you going to do in the what are you asking for in the actual union negotiations? Better pay? Just give it to us now. No, we can't give it to you now. You've already unionized. We're not allowed to. Now we have to go through organizational efforts and actual good faith negotiations under the union guidelines the Department of Labor has set out. Really? Yeah. So that's what's happening right now. Starbucks, according to Wall Street Journal, they're seeing fewer stores beginning to push for the whole unionization effort because the workers are beginning to realize they're not sure what it is they're voting for. Because suddenly it's becoming apparent that Starbucks, which has always, by the way, given better pay and better benefits to its workers than anyone else in the industry. You know, for all their warts and blemishes and liberal policies, Starbucks has made it a point to say, you work for us, we'll help you with college, we'll provide healthcare benefits, we'll do all these things. You work for us, it'll be different than working at, you know, the other coffee shop down the street. Well, guess what? Now, of the 243 certified unions in Starbucks' 9,000 U.S. stores, 9,000, they're the ones who aren't getting pay increases. Why? Why not? Why can't we get the one down the street, Dad? Yeah, they voted no on the union, so we don't have to negotiate with them now under a union contract. What's a union contract? It's the thing that tells you how many hours you have to work a week, and you're going to have to be here on time, by the way. And, oh, by the way, you have to maintain certain standards. And, oh, by the way, you have to pay dues. And, oh, by the way, what? Yep. So Richard Minter, National Organizing Director of Workers United, said that Starbucks is being heavy-handed. They're firing some of the pro-union Starbucks workers. It gets to a point, he says, where it feels like you're trudging through mud to get to a finish line. It takes a special person to do that. A special person? If you're a barista and you think it's so hard to be a barista that you have to be organized into a labor union for your own protection because frothing the milk is wearing you out, then you're not the special person who is going to stick in there and make it happen. I got an audio clip that we're going to play after this break. I'm already wearing Boomer out. Boomer, hang with me, brother. Boomer's over there just like rolling. It's this is real, man. This is real, Boomer.
I mean, I understand. I understand this is real. I don't understand.
This is important business.
The importance, or I mean, I know the importance of you getting your coffee, but the you know, the unionization of baristas.
Yes,
that's the importance that I don't understand.
Well, when we get back from this break,
all right,
we're gonna play that audio clip, and when you hear the plaintive cry of the young barista weeping in the back room because it's so hard, then you'll understand why we have to unionize.
All right, I'm ready for that.
Take me to a break. All right, folks, y'all stay tuned. You're going to want to hear this audio clip, by the way. And by the way, it's not a Saturday Night Live parody. It's real. The young, gender-confused barista crying in the back room into his phone, by the way, and posting it on social media. Yeah. Stand by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, listen, the text lines went boom. I mean, like crazy. We're going to play that audio for you in a minute, but I got to tell you, just looking back, you know, first of all, the guy you're going to hear in a minute, I assume he's a guy. He's got a little fuzzy beard. But then I've heard others say that it's actually a female transitioning on extreme hormones, and so I don't know that for a fact. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, by the way, about the audio we're about to play you, he says, hey, Phil, it might be because of them hormones, they're all out of whack since this is a female on testosterone. If there weren't confusion enough already, what kind of cocktail would that do to you? You know what, Jeff, when you hear it in a minute, everybody will understand. Stephen from Madison, I know that guy, by the way. Stephen from Madison is on. And, Stephen, I know you got stories on me, but I got stories on you, so just hang on to them. What else we got here? Alan from Killen just texted back in again, said he had to go move a rocket for a while, but he's back, and he appreciates the fact that, I guess he appreciates the fact that I told the story about the church in California. He let me know. Regarding the barista video audio you're about to hear, Scott from Russellville texted in, says, I've seen that barista video, almost heard a fat cell laughing. Yes. We got a bunch of them. just going on this whole thing. The Starbucks, Rita from Scottsboro. So this is she's at the epicenter, Boomer. Rita from Scottsboro is at the epicenter of barista unionization in Alabama.
She is there. She needs.
I'm saying, she's on Rita. The yes, like right there. She even says, this Starbucks hadn't even been open for a year yet. They started the unionization from day one. I do not understand. It's just crazy. Yes.
Man.
Rita.
You're right in the middle of it,
God
Rita.
Bless you. You're in the center of the storm. All right. Brian from Huntsville says, Scottsboro's going purple. Unionized baristas. So here's the thing. I'm about to play for you an audio clip. Between the AL.com story saying that Scottsboro had just seen unionization of its new Starbucks and this audio, I had to do this segment today. It was necessary. Brace yourselves. This is real, by the way. There's going to have to be some mocking because it's just necessary. But at the same time, I feel sorry for this guy. Needs a life coach. Needs a mentor. Needs a strong figure in his life. Play it.
People wonder why we need a union at Starbucks, and I am literally about to quit. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna do it, but like, I really want to. I almost walked out today, and I'm crying in the back room right now, and I almost cried on the floor. It's just, I'm a full-time student. I get scheduled for 25 hours a week, and on weekends they schedule me the entire day open to close. I'm on the schedule for 8.5 hours both Saturday and Sunday. I'm like 3.5 hours into my shift. There's so many customers and we have 4 people on the floor all day. And then people are yelling at me because I don't have their orders ready. And they don't know what to do. And a customer was misgendering me tonight, like really badly. I didn't have their order ready. And so they were just like talking to each other and they're like, she's clearly incompetent. I have a full mustache and beard. What the?
Oh.
I don't get accommodations for being neurodivergent. I'm like at my wits end with this job.
I don't get accommodations for being neurodivergent. I'm at my wits end with this job. So many customers. Got a whole 8-hour shift. Let me just go ahead and say, Boomer, if the zombie apocalypse breaks out tomorrow, he's the first one getting eaten. I'm pretty sure. All I got to do is outrun that guy, you know? I may be older, but I can move faster than that one, I'm pretty sure. And the zombies can just have him because I'm pretty sure that's the downfall of American society right there.
Yeah.
I mean, now you know why they're unionizing. It's just
hard. Those 8-hour shifts.
Yeah. That's a lot of foaming coffee. That's a lot of latte, man. Whole lot of latte right there. I'm just thinking. Oh, man. So yeah, Wall Street Journal talked all about it. And Wall Street Journal, quick to point out, Starbucks last week started bargaining processes with 41 unionized cafe locations, the first time the company has taken steps toward negotiating wages and other terms with a large number of newly formed unionized stores. And the chief executive officer, Howard Schultz, in a message to employees said the company was not investing enough in employees when it bought back billions of dollars in stock, and it would try to redirect some of those wages, but it's redirecting them to the stores that have not unionized. Why? Because, you know, hey, they're like, wait a minute, you can't raise, wait, what are you doing? We unionized. We get the better wages. No, you have to go through negotiations. All the rest of you, enjoy this pay raise. And if you don't, by the way, story on NPR. I went to NPR. Story on NPR says that Starbucks is being seen as heavy-handed, using what they call a scorched earth campaign to crush the unionization. And then it says on here, too, they've taken a wide array of measures to aggressively fight the union, from blanketing employee communications with anti-union messaging, including in one-on-one meetings, to announcing raises and benefits for non-union stores, to firing workers identified as union leaders, those nasty barista unionizers. It says Starbucks has forged ahead with these actions, despite being charged with violations of the federal labor laws. Let me just tell you, Starbucks can afford the attorneys that can tell them what they can and cannot do. And I guarantee you, they're paying for the best ones. More on this when we get back, and I'll wrap it up. Folks, I'm just telling you, it gets funnier. We'll finish this segment here in a few minutes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. right-side ruffians out there.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studio. Hour number two, local, state, national. Man, we cover down on all the issues, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, booming.
Hour number two. It flew by. It was that barista talk.
Well, we got more. And your text lines blew up, man. So you read some this time. What do you got?
Blew up. I mean, we got one. It was Richard from Madison.
Yeah.
He said, I have one thing to say about this. And he just did crying out loud faces the whole way down.
I see it. Yeah, there's like 40 of them, 40 crying faces. What else you got?
Let's see here. We got, there was another great one.
Raven from Russellville had one, didn't
he? Oh, yeah. Raven from Russellville. Well, I can't read the whole thing, but it made me really laugh out loud. Is this the one
where he said his Marine Corps gunny sergeant, World War II veteran, high school principal would have said, get your blankety-blanking gear or something like that.
And get on with it.
And get on with it.
And there was one more. Hold on. Was it Paul? John? We got John from Huntsville said, too many Starbucks espresso shot injected into his her body.
We don't know, by the way, his her. We don't know.
He said exactly.
He said he's not given enough. What did he call it? I forget what he neurodivergent gender binary XYZ chromosomes.
He had a beard.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So yeah. Finishing this up.
Oh man.
So we're talking about barista unions, finishing this segment up. I'll just be honest with you. I find the whole thing ridiculous. And I know there's hard work. By the way, I have worked in the fast food. My very first, I take it back. I've been doing something since I was 14 for the most part. But my very first true clock in, clock out job was Chick-fil-A in Parkway City Mall in Huntsville. I've said it before on the show. Love that job, by the way. Great job. And by the way, even back then, Chick-fil-A was known for taking care of its employees, had the best wages. If you worked there for a year, they gave you a $1,000 college scholarship to go wherever you wanted to go to college if you did. And so, I worked at Chick-fil-A in Parkway City Mall. Loved it. Was it hard work? Yeah, that was before food courts. And we were the only true fast food place in Parkway City Mall during Christmas rush. I was slinging chicken like a madman, let me just tell you. Did I go in the back room and cry? No, did not. Did I want to unionize? No. I knew what I was doing was a job that gave me a paycheck, some fold money I could take out on Friday night. Add to the money I got for mowing the grass at the house or whatever else, put a little gas in my 68 Mustang and keep moving.
Thunderfoot.
That was my 68 Mustang. Thank you, Boomer. But now we got this whole thing going on. So, here's one part of the same article that I had a moment ago from the NPR. Quoting one of the organizational efforts being put on by someone named Berg. Berg, Galen Berg, who works at a unionized Starbucks in Falls Church, Virginia. Berg, a shift supervisor who uses the pronoun they, here we go, transferred to the Falls Church store after spearheading a failed union drive at another Starbucks location 10 miles away. Since then, turnover at the new store has been high. That's because it's a part-time job. That's because it's not a career path. A lot of the original union supporters left for college or other jobs soon after the election. You think? They've been replaced by other newcomers who don't know much, if anything, about the organizational effort. So we really have to start from the beginning, said Berg. Well, okay. I got to tell you, there's a story on The Guardian dated October 8th. Whew, this one caught my attention. Starbucks employee was fired illegally, the labor board judge rules. So keep in mind, the National Labor Relations Board is very pro-union. Under the Biden administration, you can just go ahead and bet. Biden is sucking it up to the unions so much that it basically has created the environment that allows for more of the madness that we're seeing right now. Well, it's not, I don't know if I can do this, keep a straight face. I mean, pay those dues, sing those blues is what I'm saying. But just so you know, the National Labor Relations Board said that union representation petitions increased 53% in fiscal year 2022. That's how much we're seeing. It's the highest number since 2016. Interesting. Think about that. 2016 to 2021, 22. What is that? Oh, that's the Obama era and the Biden era. Oh, so the numbers were lower in the Trump era. Maybe that's because leadership matters. So anyway, apparently Starbucks Workers United has accused the company of firing more than 80 employees because of their activism. They're at-will employees. You have to make a circumstantial case unless they out and out say, hey, we're letting you go because you're a union organizer. But if they just say, I don't like your shirt, that's good enough for an at-will employee. Now, some states don't have at-will employment laws. Alabama does. But it really caught my attention on the backside of the article from The Guardian, as they point out that although unionization efforts at Starbucks and Amazon have received the most public attention, a number of worker drives from other, sometimes unexpected, quarters have joined them. Brace yourselves. In a memo on Thursday, the National Labor Relations Board said that 30 dancers at a topless bar in Hollywood, California, would vote next month on whether to join the Actors Equity Association, a union that represents 51,000 professional actors and stage because apparently topless dancers are now actors. I kid you not. It says, dancers at the Star Garden topless dive bar have picketed for months for better workplace conditions, including higher... You're working at a topless bar. What conditions are you asking for? If a majority of the dancers vote to unionize, they will become the only organized group of strippers in the United States. Because apparently, previously strippers at San Francisco's Lusty Lady organized under the Exotic Dancers Union in 19... There was an Exotic Dancers Union? The Lusty Lady closed in 2013. Probably because they couldn't afford it anymore. Had to export those jobs to Mexico, I guess. I can't hardly do this. So here's a whole article. The headline, New York Post, Starbucks CEO to the unionizing baristas. Why don't you just go somewhere else? And that's an article that's worthy of an entire story. The very idea that CEO Howard Schultz would reportedly lash out at a 25-year-old barista named Madison Hall during a union negotiation meeting in which she complained about Starbucks so vociferously that he finally looked at her and said, well, why don't you just go somewhere else if you hate Starbucks that much? Instead, no, she's going to stay there and unionize to fight the man, getting that $15 an hour part-time wage. We shouldn't have to make as many there should be more people on staff. We shouldn't have to work as hard. Because it's hard. All right, listen. Here's the bottom line. TheStreet.com has a segment here, dated April 15th. Title of it is exactly what you might be thinking yourself right now. Would having a Starbucks union affect the price of your coffee? Well, the short answer to that is freaking yes. If they're having to mandatorily put more people on staff, pay them higher wages, give them more benefits for doing a part-time job, doing nothing more than fixing your coffee, sweeping the floors, and making sure the restrooms are clean and the trash cans are emptied. If they're having to pay them that much more for that, then including the basic increases you're seeing for 8.2% Biden inflation, well, by golly, you can just go ahead and imagine that that Starbucks triple soy latte with extra foam and a little dash of cinnamon sprinkled across the top, double cup it, please, so it doesn't burn my hand. Yeah, that one's going to cost you more. Just go ahead and plan on it. It just is. This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen. I could opine on this all day long.
All day long.
It is the downfall of America.
Yes. There was actually a text just a second ago that's similar to that, and it was right here, from Raven from Russellville.
Yeah.
And she says, this barista embodies the end result of no discipline in the home and participation trophies.
Yes.
I mean, it just blows my mind that that's going, you know, that's going on.
It's something else.
Mm.
Anyway. All right, folks, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break right now and switch gears. That's enough of the Barista Union, although I know we're going to get requests to play that poor little soul again, but I don't think I can do it. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We're coming right back with the next segment of the Triple Dipper, A Walk in Biden's World. This one's a different tone altogether, let me assure you. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.